Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
This worries me.
Ask your plumber to install a ream. Steady, hot and strong.
Freezing cold and pissing down, fat. Mind you, about time, because we've had magnificent weather for about a month and a half, but by jingoes, by crikey, it struck us nice and cold where I am. Don't worry about that, but I tell you, we're going to warm you up for an hour with magnificent radio. We're speaking to Aaron Finch, one of the best strikers of a cricket ball the game's ever seen.
Finches.
Australian captain in the ODIs and, of course, the T20s. Love him. He's going to come on board. And I see rabbits a-bake.
Oh, no. Yes.
And this interests me. I haven't had one of these for a while, Bill's Bake, and I can only imagine in these troubled times where he's headed.
You haven't been doing anything.
Hello to you, Fat.
I have been baking. I put the oven on and it's preheating. Stand by. hello, Jimmy boy. And tell you what, in Geelong this morning, it was all right. The sun was out and
was
then
it?
Oh, the cloud come over. And just looking out of the window here at Clarendon Street, rain and grey.
Yes,
as grey as the hairs on your head, Raps.
Vicky Roberts for Bob Jane Seamarts. What's the weather doing downstairs?
Oh, it's still pissing rain.
Oh, Robbo.
Robbo.
Well, that's exactly what it is doing right here.
No, now, exactly right.
Oh, I've got a bit of news for you, Jimmy.
What do you got?
From around the world.
Like when I went to
one man brings you the news.
Jim, I got nothing.
Up to the minute.
Was that old news?
That's old news.
Chasing the big stories.
Just call me old newsbreaker Billy.
And going the distance.
I got asthma.
This is the Brownless Report.
That's all new, Jim.
Yes.
Maddie, I like it. I think Maddie put that together.
The star that is Maddie Haywood. Well done.
Yeah, Maddie
right,
boy.
Come on.
Well, Jim, the AFLW, best and fairest. The AFLW, best and fairest.
The first sentence of his report.
Vote count was
first
on.
Three letters.
Shut up and listen. Vote count was on last night, and over to you, Gil.
M. Prasparkas, 3 votes. And I declare the 2020 AFL Women's Best and Fairest, Madison Prasparkas from the Carlton Football Club.
Well done to Madison.
Nice, Maddie.
A place for Carlton.
Carlton, as Gil just said, yeah.
And also won the Rising Star last year, Jim.
Yes.
And then the Best and Fairest this year.
She's only 19.
That'd be why she won the Rising Star last year. So good on her. She's done very well.
Very well.
And good to see that Gil said it'll be happening again. The AFLW will be on again.
Good.
So good to see that. Speaking of a bit of footy, Western Bulldogs Premiership captain Easton Wood has had his 2016 Premiership medal stolen from his home.
Oh, that's poor.
Oh, it is poor. I was reading there, Jim. Police said there were no signs of forced entry. I don't know if he's left the door open. He's gone back to Camperdown. But they've taken a medal and a few other valuable things.
Well,
so
hand them back to him, please.
Exactly.
They're not good to anyone else. Get them back to the rightful owner.
Throw them over the fence even, in the front porch.
Probably do it better than that, Bill, but yeah,
well,
get them back.
If they don't
to
want to be seen, they just throw it over in a bag.
Maybe letterbox, Bill, in an envelope or something.
We'll put it in the right letterbox. Fremantle players.
Can't even say AFLW right.
They're in the news, the old Fremantle boys.
What about those three? Seriously.
Well, we'll go with those three. they're under investigation, the three AFL stars.
I mean, you and I try and make a case for AFL football as not being stupid.
Always.
No, we do it all the time, but then they behave like this. If you're going to have a gathering, and we all understand that in these times, everyone's battling through it, and, you know, you shouldn't do it, but you probably do stuff you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
We all understand that, but do not put it on social media, Fat. How stupid are you got to be?
On Insta. They put it up on Insta. That is the dumbest thing.
I know.
Dumb and dumber. It's Luke Ryan, who's a very good player, Jason Carter, and Michael Frederick, who just got there, by the way. It's his first year there.
Man.
Had some girls there and having a bit of fun. But you're right, the dumb thing they did was put it up on Insta.
It's hard to defend. Anyway, what else are the Freo Dockers?
Speaking of Freo, Mitch Croden has turned 21, the boy. I think he's played about 14 games with Freo. And have a listen to the Fremantle teammates and girlfriends singing the worst ever happy birthday to
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mitch.
I'm going to have to stop that. Yeah, stop it.
Yeah. What is that?
It's that bad, it's good.
Where are they at?
No, it's not.
Where are they at, the Fremantle Doctors? Seriously.
I don't know, Jim.
You can do better than that surely.
They're all on Zoom, but surely someone starts it and they all sing it together.
I've got to have a chat to my nephew. Yeah. I think they're losing their way.
Well, the new coach, he's going well.
Well, of course he is.
Who's the new coach?
Oh, Horse Longmire. Longmuir.
Thank you, Bill.
Justin, he's going all right.
See, very good young man, Justin Longmuir.
Good reports from there.
He'll be fine. Exactly. No problem with him.
Nathan Buckley, speaking of coaches, has questioned whether 2020, the season, should actually go ahead at all, Jim.
Oh, come on, Nath.
He said, no, we just call it quits and we play again in 2021.
Nath, our fiscal livelihood relies on football restarting, so shut that stuff up, will you, please? Bill, all the our accounts need an injection.
That's right, Jim, because still going to schools, the kids, and they're... and you still got to pay...
And rent still happens, and food still has to be provided.
Child allowance.
Enough of that.
Child allowance, Jim, doesn't stop.
Yes, no.
11 wins the fifth. And do you see all the players got on Zoom last night, 800 players? And they weren't happy, I don't think, Jim, because there was some talk, and this is the worst case scenario, that they would be in isolation when they go in these hubs or pods, as some people call them, that they could be away for 20 weeks.
20 weeks?
Yeah, which...
Surely not. No. Surely not.
No, well, they jumped up and down a bit, that, so we'll see what happens out of that. And that's about all I've got at the minute.
That's your wrap.
Yeah, yeah. Jill hasn't given me much today.
Oh!
It was all footy. Is there anything else?
Jill gives me nothing. Jill gives me a couple of little bits, and I've got to try and make chicken soup out of chutney.
It sort of went all wrong, Rabs, really, with the very first sentence when he couldn't say the four letters AFLW.
No, AFLW.
That sort of really didn't sort of get us off to a flying
well
start.
Well done to Madison. Madison, can you get it up, Prestbarkas?
No, I can get this up when he was talking to Heath Shaw yesterday.
And motivation, you used to, well, when you were training, you were up at 6:30 and hell for leather. How are you going now?
Pushing hard for two. No, just the one. Oh, no, he'll come back. Miss field. Finch gets another century. Full of courage.
Ooh, oh, how good, Bill. We love him, of course. Have done for a very, very long time. And in fact, you've got to go right back from when he just arrived out of Colac, a nice sort of tubby bogan.
Chubby.
And he's become a bloody superstar of our game. Captain of Australia in the One Day Internationals and the T20s. Aaron Finch, nice chatting to you.
Good to be on with you, boys.
How are you going,
How are you going, please?
Yeah, very good, actually. It's been a nice little bit of downtime. Obviously not in the most ideal circumstances, but... to have a little bit of a break from the game and just mentally and physically freshen up has been really good. It would have been great to be in India playing in the IPL at the moment, but hopefully this will extend a career a bit longer out the back end.
Yeah, it'd be nice for the bank balance, I suppose, but unfortunately not Finches. But have you had a chance? Do you get down to the nets or do you have a hit or anything like that?
No, all the indoor facilities are closed up. The Junction Oval there's in lockdown as well, so... I actually haven't unpacked my kit bag since the last ODI we played against New Zealand in Sydney. So it's all tucked away there in the garage, but I'm really starting to miss it. I'm starting to miss training and everything as well. So it might be time to pull it out and start having some shadow hits around the lounge room.
How weird was that One Day International in Sydney in front of no people?
It was actually, once the game started, it was all right, mate. I think the unusual part was turning up to the ground and there being no one there. You're used to a bit of atmosphere, and with the warm-up, you sort of feed off that energy of the crowd. But it was really strange for the first three or four overs. But then once the game started, you sort of just slipped back into your normal cricket mode and you didn't think too much about it. It was obviously when you pump on over the fence, you enjoy a bit of a cheer from the crowd or something. But it was just like back playing cricket when you're a kid with a handful of people there watching.
Well, that was going to be my next point. Of all the professional athletes, cricketers are probably the best position to handle having no one there, because you play as a junior and then you play club cricket where there's no one watching. And then, sadly, especially in the modern era, Finchie, back in my day, there were hundreds of thousands watching. But Shield cricketers, you don't get anyone watching either. So when there isn't anyone there, you're actually stupidly quite used to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's really funny about our game, that... as soon as you go up a few levels, you start to get massive crowds and when you play all around the world. But, yeah, majority of your career spent playing in front of no one. But what did really strike me during that was how many people it takes to put on how many TV people it takes to put on a
yes.
a televised production. Event like that. There were still hundreds of people around the ground all with Fox uniforms on directing traffic.
Hey, what about, have you been through the wardrobe yet, Finches, and just gone through all the different shirts you would have? Because I've just gone through how many teams you've played through with.
Oh, no.
Well, the Royals, the Daredevils, Yorkshire Warriors, the Auckland Aces, Renegades, Punjab, Surrey, Geelong Cricket Club. There'd be a few cricket shirts there.
There's a lot down there. When we did a renovation recently, we made a bit of a room down in the basement for it. So I've got them all on a rack. I've got a few framed, but most of them are just hanging there on a rack with waiting for a little spot to go up. And there's been hundreds over the time, Bill, to be honest.
Yeah.
Now I read where there's a chance in the coming years that the Australian cricket team will wander out of business class and back into economy. Now, you've shed a few kegs, Finchie, and are probably at career best, but you don't want to pile your frame into an economy seat.
Jeez, I don't know how a few of the big fast bowlers, Josh Hazlewood at 6'6" and Mitchell Starc at 6'6", how they'd go with their knees up around their ears. But, I'm sure that something's got to give during these times, and hopefully that's not one of them.
Cost-cutting, Jim. It's,
yes.
It's going to be something there. What about the Indian tour when they come out here? Are we hearing anything about that?
No, I haven't heard anything for the last couple of days, to be honest, mate. I think it's all going to just keep coming from the government advice and what happens in regards to the relaxing of certain border restrictions and stuff for potentially sports people to be able to travel and be confined to some pretty particular places where we can still get some live sport on TV in particular. Whether that's with or without crowds, we'll wait and see. But I think just any kind of live sport that we can get back up and running, I think is really important, not just for me or you who love our sport, but just society in general. So it's going to be a really interesting one, but fingers crossed they come out, because it's always an amazing summer when India tour hits.
Hey, speaking of them, what are you hearing about the IPL? You touched on it earlier. Is it going to happen? And if so, when?
Oh, I've got a feeling that it might happen, maybe a bit later in the year. Whether that's in India or whether it's in Dubai or somewhere like that, I think we'll have to wait and see. But I know that the BCCI are pushing really hard for it to be played later in the year, potentially as a lead up to the T20 World Cup, if that's still to go ahead in Australia in October, November, that time. So hope it does go ahead. It's an amazing product, and to play in it with the best players in the world is pretty special.
Finches, the boy from Colac, who's done very well. You know how well he's done, Jim?
Yeah,
I'm looking at a photo here when the World Cup in the one-day internationals.
Yes.
And Aaron Finch, the boy from Colac, is sitting next to the Queen.
Oh, no.
That is unbelievable, Finches. Have you got that up in your lounge room wall somewhere?
Ballroom.
I don't have it up anywhere that I can see. I'm in the lounge room at the moment. Maybe Amy's put it somewhere.
How'd she go, the old girl? What'd you have to say to her?
The old girl.
It's all very very official. You meet her, shake her hand, bow, much like I have to greet my wife every morning, to be honest. as you know. But no, she was nice. She just asked if it was my first time playing cricket in England.
She's done some homework.
Yeah, she has. I'd actually met her back in 2002. But Prince Harry, he was nice. He had a crack at me about being a little bit too old to be still playing international cricket. So anyway. You cop that.
Hey, do you follow Davey Warner on Insta?
Yeah, I do.
He's put up a photo this week of Candace, his wife. She is in his Australian cricket outfit, the yellow pants and the yellow top. And Davey has got Candace's swimming suit on, which is just the one piece.
Tucked in pretty tightly, isn't it?
And it's very, very tight. It's a strange photo, Finches.
Yeah, boredom will do that too, I reckon. He's been on fire on TikTok as well with his young girls. And, I mean, three girls plus his wife, four girls in the household. I reckon he's getting the raw end of the deal there, and he might be getting put up to some things by the girls.
Yes.
Tell us about Furphy Fridays, please. What do they entail?
Oh, it's just a good way for everyone who logs on and registers at surfybeer.com.au to join myself and Matt Oaken Friday afternoons at 5:30 for almost a bit like it's a virtual pub. So it's sitting around telling some stories and some of that stuff that us as guys who enjoy a beer and a chat. It's just good chance to get that little bit of normality almost with something that we're so accustomed to in this country in particular, is sitting around having a beer and enjoying a bit of a chat and someone telling some furfies.
So Friday, 5:30 to 6:30 every Friday, and you have a special guest.
Yeah, first week was last week. We had Max Gorn on who told a great story actually about when Paul Roos first turned up to the footy club as coach. So everyone will have to log on and register and tune in to see who's the guest this coming Friday. There's always some great stories.
Right.
Now, Finchy, have you been watching or have you watched the series The Test and, of course, your own involvement in it, which was extensive? My favourite bit was when you didn't send the bat pad upstairs. I think it was in Perth. Oh. And Justin Langer's walked in, Adelaide. Justin Langer's walked in and fair to say what that there was a bit of a cold front moved in between the two of you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've only watched a handful of the episodes. I haven't watched any of the ones that I really feature in, to be honest. I don't like watching or hearing myself a hell of a lot. So, but I do remember seeing that footage and I remember it very vividly from the time that it happened. I mean, I was unsure if it hit my bat or if it flicked my glove. I thought my pad and my glove hit. I didn't get much from Marcus Harris, my partner at the other end.
He gave you nothing.
And I copped a fair bit from the coach as well. So yeah, that's all part of learning, isn't it?
It is.
I've burnt my fair share of reviews in the past. So it's one of those situations when you're playing my third test and you're the first wicket, you don't want to burn one and then down the track you get closer and someone gets a stinker.
Yeah. No. You don't want to be known as Shane Watson for the rest of your life, who just happily helped himself to every review.
Yeah, you don't want to be on the wrong side of JL either, as you know, Jim.
That was
what
funny.
What about him?
He raced
how
downstairs.
Angry did he get?
What about the bit I loved is when you're going through a bad patch, and we all do that, Finches, and then you went home and you sat on the couch and Amy was there and she said, "What's wrong?" And all you said was, "I just got to make some f***ing runs." That was quote-unquote.
Yeah, it's... Well, it's true, isn't it? That's as an opening batter or as a batter in general, your job is to get some runs. And it was just a really tough period. I think there was a lot of things going on in terms of I was pretty burnt out from playing a lot of cricket in the last sort of 18 months leading up to that. Yeah. I was trying so hard that when you try too hard, you actually forget the basics of what you're doing or you forget to try and get off the mark and then get to 10 and get to 20. You get so focused on getting 100 or having a match-winning contribution that you actually forget
the next ball.
Yeah, you forget the next ball. You forget your fundamentals and your process.
I hope I'm not talking out of school here, Finces, but we got to the Sydney test of that series against India. And I'd had a couple of very brief chats with you, but I decided, and you can back me up when I say this, I don't do this very often, if ever, but I strode down to the middle of the SCG, grabbed hold of Finchie, and I said, right, there's a couple of things you're not doing that you need to do. I gave you my best 2.5 minutes.
Yep.
And then he chopped me off, Bill, and said, I'm not playing in the game.
That's 100% right.
At that point, I said, all right, I won't say any more, and just walked off.
Yeah. That's one of those things. And what really got me through that period is the amount of people, particularly ex-players and guys like yourself, Jim, who reached out with a lot of encouragement. The amount of texts that I was getting from Gilly, Mike Hussey, Matty Hayden, Steve Waugh through that period was really really reassuring that I knew that I could play Test cricket and I was still a pretty good international cricketer. But sometimes you just forget that for a while and you start to doubt all of your ability and you doubt all your whole game plan and your technique and everything. So it was really nice through that period to see that support from everyone.
Yeah, the good ones. But you get flogs that come up to you and want to be part of you. And I spoke to him and he got 100 and it was all me.
know.
Just like Eugene.
Finchie and I go long way back. In fact, that house he's talking to us from, I reckon I single-handedly built it out of the Renegades chairmanship all those years. But what you did after that, which is to your great credit, is your next 12 to 18 months of one-day cricket especially was and T20 cricket for Australia was extraordinary. So you had a bloody good time of it after that.
Yeah, it was nice to sort of bounce back from that in the second half of the Indian series. And that's still one of my career highlights is beating India in India in a one-day series after being 2-0 down. So that was really special. But to then go on and get a few more hundreds in the UAE against Pakistan and then the World Cup, it was really nice. So, yeah, it's been a roller coaster couple of years, but good to come out of the other end in a pretty good place.
All right. Well, once we can get old Happy Dan, old Four Eyes Dan, to loosen the restrictions up enough, Finchie, we can hit the golf course.
Absolutely. Your shout.
Yeah.
No, 100, very happy to shout.
Oh, money bags.
Always.
Tight ass.
Always.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain gross language, adult
come on,
and excessive yelling. Kids
Where's
in cars,
this going?
You've been warned.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
Come on.
Jimmy boy, I'll tell you what I've had an absolute gutful of.
What's that?
Isolation. Jim, old Wilbur Brownless is not meant to be locked up. It's as simple as that, Jim. I'm sick of watching TV. I'm sick of having the same staring at me in the fridge every day. Drinking cans on my own. Pulling cones, Jim.
Fat.
All right. Sorry, I made that last bit up. But, Jim, I'm a social animal. And old Four Eyes Andrews won't let me do what I do best.
What do you do best?
I mingle. Yes, Jimmy boy. I'm a mingler. Ask anyone who wanders down to the bot on a Friday night. All eyes are on Wilbur. Jim, girls are shattered out there everywhere. They're ringing, they're DMing me, telling me they're not getting their Friday night fix of old Billy boy.
Not one girl has rung you in 2 months.
Shut up, Jim, you weird head f***ing freak. I'm talking, you listen. It's like I always say.
What do you always say?
Win the crowd and you'll win the freedom.
You've just ripped that out of Gladiator.
Jim Ramsey, turn the off, will you? I'm sick of that bald-headed freak up there on Zoom or whatever he's on. Fair dinkum. If I'm not let loose soon, Jimmy boy, I'm going to lose it completely.
Battle it out.
You've already lost
Jim, shut up. 170 k's a day on the bike isn't enough. I'm an athlete, Jim. Just ask Adidas. So listen up, Dan. Get your head out of your ass. Loosen these restrictions and set Willis free. Then look out, Jimmy boy. Melbourne ain't going to be big enough.
You actually live in Geelong.
Get f***ing rid of that I tell you what, Melbourne, Geelong, Tarneet, Devon Meadows, or Meadows or wherever it is, Meadows. It doesn't matter. Free Willy. That's what I say, Free Willy, Dan.
Stop him from talking. Oh, now that is a show.
Good show.
Aaron Finch, brilliant. The Bake hitting all the right spots. So, Bill.
Yes, mate.
The courtesy of Reem, our great friends, it is time, well, in just a second, because I'm going to tell you tomorrow.
Who we got tomorrow?
Carl Hooker, Hooksy.
Hooksy!
In he comes, and he's going to tell us about the winery in the Swan Valley over there in Perth and what he's up to with the Bombers and everything. Yep. And Bradley Hill is going to join us as well from the Saints.
Well, guess what we're going to do tomorrow, Jim, or am in studio.
Yes.
Hooksy's bringing some wine.
Hello.
So I'll have a little wine.
Nice.
And Bradley Hill, St Kilda's sponsor, is Uber. And they're bringing in some grilled across the road.
Nice. Oh, beautiful.
I don't know if it's going to happen. Jill's saying it's not happening.
Oh, no.
Jill's not saying anything wrong.
Honestly.
Fair thinking. Well, sorry,
it's got the sponsor wrong. It's Deliveroo.
Deliveroo.
The Saints are sponsored superbly by Deliveroo.
Yeah, and they're going to bring you some grilled.
And Deliveroo are going to deliver grilled, Jim.
Because that's a long trip. Imagine the driver that gets that one.
You can just walk
15 metres across the road.
I'll be having a wine and a chicken burger from Grilled, thanks to Deliveroo. How's that?
You are a fool's head. All right, so something humorous to finish the show?
Yeah.
In the day of the laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Jeez, it's hard to be funny.
Yes, it is, in your case.
Jim, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ash.
Ash who?
Oh, no, Corona. He's got coronavirus.
What? Oh, no. No, it should be appalling. It should be Arch, not Ash. You are the greatest imbecile I know.
Tim, knock,
try
knock,
it again. Knock. Try it again with Arch.
Right, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Arch.
Arch who?
Yeah, oh no, he's got coronavirus. Close him down. He's got corona isolation. 14-day quarantine.
Oh, my That's God. Better. Play the song.
It works
Play
a
the
lot
song
better with Arch, you
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Oh, my God.
You better have a spell, Jim.
How much longer can I do this?
Arch, you idiot, not Ash.
Triple M's Rush Hour is done for another day.
I've had enough of Bill.
But Ream hot water heaters are still working. Ask your plumber to install a Ream. Steady, hot and strong.